And to end this hour, we have All Tech Considered. Straying from our regular theme music to bring you a recent Tiny Desk concert. That's Icelandic composer Ólafur Arnalds and a string quartet. What you can't see is Arnalds playing a keyboard over a tiny laptop. Behind him are two upright pianos. They are playing along, keys moving by themselves, almost like a ghost is playing.
There are no ghosts here. On these pianos, I can tell you that.
No ghosts, just software, artificial intelligence. Arnalds and a friend invented the Stratus piano system. Think of it as a modern take on those player pianos from old westerns.
The first time I saw them, I was in Asia in a hotel lobby, and it was playing Yesterday by the Beatles. And I just looked at it and I thought, okay, that's very silly. That's a very bad idea, but I wonder if there's something there we can work with. The main thing is the brain is in the computer. It's a software that I created with a friend of mine who is a coder. And it senses what I play. Usually I'm sitting on a grand piano and I will play a chord. That chord goes into the software, which manipulates it and then sends it out as rhythmical textures to these two pianos.
So show me what happens when you play.
So when I'm going to play you a C major chord now.
Okay.
And when I do that, it goes into the computer, which is the brain, and then the keys on the pianos are playing on their own in that rhythmical texture that the software generates, actually, by very dumb AI, like very not
very
advanced
dumb AI.
Yeah, it's like AI that people who don't really know AI make.
Your software, the very dumb AI. Okay.
Yeah.
How dumb is it? I mean, is it learning? If you were to play that chord again, would it play something different?
It always plays something different. It's never the same twice. That's due to very complex rhythmical calculations that are called Euclidean rhythms. And then it adds random things as well. So we have like this slider here. When I turn that...
You're sliding a little slider on the left up here.
Yeah.
And that's going to change what comes out of these pianos behind us.
Yeah, it will maybe do more of the upper octaves or more of the lower octaves and dance around the keyboard a bit more.
So you can influence what's happening on the pianos.
Yes, it's fully... like nothing happens if I'm not there. I can control how much random. I can control the rhythms. There's no real AI here. There's no real learning here. It's just an instrument.
Why? Why does the world need this?
Because as creative people, we get so accustomed to the tools that we have. I'm mostly a pianist. I compose by playing the piano. And I found myself in a rut. Like, I'm composing the same pieces of music over and over again. So how do you break that pattern? And how do you manipulate your creative impulses in a way? Like the response I get from playing the piano, I wanted that to be different.
Something you couldn't anticipate.
Exactly.
Why is that better than playing with two other human musicians who might also do something that
surprises
you? Well,
that's just my me being particular and not liking people in general.
Better to play with a robot. They don't get drunk after the show, I guess. There's that.
No, there's something fascinating about technology. And if we look at the history of music, every time we heard a new type of music coming out was when somebody came up with a new way to play an instrument. We wouldn't have any rock and roll music if there was no electric guitars. And I'm not saying that what I'm doing is the new rock and roll, but at least I'm bringing my own compositions to a new place where I would never have brought them if I didn't have this.
The last thing I wonder about is, you're surrendering a certain amount of control here in the sense that if you come up right now with some song that you love, that you think is like the greatest thing you've ever played, you can't replicate that because it's going to play back something different the next time.
That was the biggest challenge making the album. When I was writing, if I wasn't recording as I was writing and something, a great accident would happen, you know, like the software would accidentally go into like a weird loop and come up with something great. I could never replicate that. But I think that's also an interesting part of the creative process, right?
One moment. Yeah. Enjoy it.
Just find, enjoy that one moment. Like, we're all here and we're watching a concert that will never be replicated exactly the same. So we're all living in this unique moment in time, which will never happen again. And I think that's interesting.
Me too. Oliver, thank you.
Thank you.
That's composer Oliver Arnolds, who plays not one, but three pianos thanks to his very dumb AI. You can watch him do it at npr.org/music.